I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. Happy New Year's. It is New Year's Day. That is so awesome. New year, new things, new goals. A fresh new start for a lot of things for all of us, and that is an exciting time of year. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this morning, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show today. And I am very excited about our show today. We are going to be talking about dreaming big. I thought there was no better topic for New Year's Day than to talk about dreaming big and what is it that you want to do? What are your goals and what are your desires? What are your dreams? Where do you see yourself in 2017? You've heard me say so many times, no more resolutions. Let's go get it. You know, you got to stick that stake in the ground and be decided when it comes to achieving success in your goals. Resolutions are desires or wants that we go after, but it kind of breeds that I'll try mindset. And that I'll try mindset really just sets us up for disappointment and really not being as successful as we were born to be. So I want you to be successful in your goals, not just make resolutions, not just dream about your goals, but achieve success in whatever it is that you can do. And that is what I've Decided is all about. We have our motivational conference happening on January 21st, and hopefully you've got your tickets to that. This conference is going to sell out, we know for sure. So you need to get logged in to ivedecided.org and get your tickets. In fact, we are having a one-day special today only. If you log in today before midnight, you can get your tickets at the early registration price of only $99. And that includes all three conferences, the full day conference and lunch and two half day conferences. So get your tickets today. Don't wait. Get ready to stick the stake in the ground and learn what it takes in order for you to be successful in achieving whatever your goals are. So as I said, today on New Year's Day, we are going to be talking about dreaming big. And what does that mean to you? And how can you incorporate that into your life and think outside of where you are right now? And my guests today are two beautiful ladies who have done just that. My friend Kim Powell. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And also my guest Ingrid Vile. Hey, Ing.
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm awesome. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I am so excited to hear some of your stories and the encouragement that you have for our listeners in dreaming big. And so I want to know, what does it mean? What does dream big mean for you? So I'm looking right at you, Ingrid. We'll start with you. You be thinking, Kim. You got time. You're not on the spot. You've got some time to think on this. But when you think of the words dream big, Ingrid, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, dreaming big is something that, I mean, it's a number one goal for me. I definitely set it as a priority in my life. And I think, it, you know, when people say dream big, it sounds easier maybe than what it really is. Because I think in order to dream big, we have to start meeting our dreams, okay? And in order to do that, we have to put action to them. And so until we put action to our dreams, that's the only way we can start dreaming bigger. Because when we put our dreams, when we put a deadline on those dreams, they become goals. So once we start meeting those goals, we can increase them and our dreams grow and grow as we go through life.
And once you taste a little bit of success and you realize, oh my gosh,
absolutely,
I can do this.
Absolutely. You find more strength. You find more courage within. Hey, maybe that was easier than I thought it was going to be.
Right. So, but like you said, it's not when you dream big, to whom much is given,
yeah,
much responsibility comes about. So
oh,
you got to be ready to work hard. But the results are phenomenal when you dream big.
And you just keep going further. You got to put passion to it again, but you have to put action to it. It's not an easy thing. We can't just go around throwing, you know, our coins in the well and making wishes. Hey, I wish
if
I'm going to dream big. This is going to be big.
Upon a star.
Right?
No more wishes. put action in. I love that. Yep. That is awesome. What about you, Cam? What does dream big mean for you in your life?
Well, I do agree with Ing on what she's saying. And I also think of having a vision and even a vision board that you can look out throughout the year. And with it being New Year's Eve, this is a great time for everyone to have a vision and not put off things till tomorrow. We all have heard the saying to not, you know, you'd never know if tomorrow is going to come.
Yeah.
And life is short. So if you have a dream, don't put it off until tomorrow, because tomorrow you're going to have another excuse to keep putting it off. So today is the day. And have confidence in yourself and just surround yourself with amazing, uplifting friends to help you fulfill those dreams.
Yeah. And I say that all the time. You got to have that accountability, right?
Mm-hmm. You do.
And you got to declare. That's the first step in a successfully achieving your goal, is to declare what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying is, in that vision board, you're declaring, these are my goals.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do. You're envisioning the year and what's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everybody's vision is different. So it can be a visual board, literally, to where you just get magazines, whatever, and put your vision there of what you want to fulfill in this year. And you see it every day.
I have a vision board sitting right on my desk. In fact, at our first motivational conference, one of our power sessions was creating a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
And Tess Denton, who is a local lady around Peoria that writes about vision boards and teaches about vision boards, was one of our speakers and teachers at that first conference. And I created this vision board, and it's still sitting there. And on it, I have, you know, things like myself being healthy, like not me, but a picture of a very healthy person cut out of a magazine, right? Like running on that vision. And that keeps me motivated and active, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a car. You know, I want to buy a new car one day. And that's a goal of mine, to be able to buy that car, not finance it, wait, drive my van for as long as I can, you know, but one day to buy that car. So a few things that if I achieve my goals financially, that I'll be able to have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
I love it. That vision board is a very, very, very good idea. I love that. Do you have a vision board,
Ingrid? Absolutely. Well, I think one of the keys to having these big dreams and stuff is to kind of break it down. Let's make a little bit, you know, let's make some of them attainable and go one step at a time. So I think the more specific you can be, which is where a vision board comes into play, be specific about what it is. You want a car, or you want to be running every day. You know, don't set this blanket goal on your life like, I see myself, you know, at the top. A top of what? And what are you going to, you know, what are you going to do? What is the top to you? Like, what does it look like? So the more specific you are, the easier it is to break down those goals. And again, you know, a goal is a dream with a deadline. So what's our deadline? Let's reach them, and we can start to grow those dreams bigger.
And those goals are the steps to your purpose,
absolutely,
right? So those little steps that have to happen in order for you to ultimately get where it is that you're going. Oh, I truly love that so, so much. And I tell the ladies when they come into Curves, they'll say, I just want to get healthy. Well, that's what you were saying.
Right.
That's like that blanket statement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, under the umbrella of healthy could be so many things. You know, you may need to think about nutrition and exercise and supplements and the food you're eating and blah, 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 right? And you just need to say, okay, I'm going to create an exercise program.
I'm starting here.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to have a plan.
Yes, you have to have a plan. And so I assume that's how you girls are getting where you are in your success. I know both of you own your own business. You have very successful network marketing businesses. And Kim, I don't know, I saw your post. You just won some type of an award or a trip.
Yes, Las Vegas.
Oh, yep. I'm so excited. Las Vegas. I would assume that that was a big dream of yours.
Oh, yes. I've never been to Vegas. So my husband and I are going to get to go. It's pretty amazing. Yep.
Okay. So tell us about that dream. When you stuck the stake in the ground and said, I'm going to win that trip.
Well, you have to be passionate, and you have to, you know, share your passion. So for my business, I just shared our product and encouraged others to try it, and I won the trip, helped my team build their businesses, and it's all about helping others with their dreams and their passions and their visions, and that's how we achieve ours, I guess.
Well, Zig Ziglar says, if you help enough others be successful, undoubtedly, you're going to be successful as well.
It's true.
So that's awesome. And that had to be one of your dreams, to be successful and to have a successful team so that you could win this trip.
Yes.
Yep. And you were, so this is something that you started doing. You are a nurse by degree, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so when did you start thinking, you know, I've got bigger dreams. What? How did that happen for you?
Well, I love helping others. That's why I became a nurse. And I have three beautiful children that I do not want to miss out on, you know, their fun activities and their sports and all of that. And as a nurse, as you know, there's a boss. They tell you when you can take off. You have to work holidays most of the times. And I knew that was not something that I was going to be doing the rest of my life. So the company that I'm with, I am able to help others be healthier and things of that nature. So it just worked out great. I had the freedom and flexibility to work around my family, to put, you know, my religious beliefs first, and then family, and then my job. So it's just, you know, just worked out amazing for me and my family.
Yeah, I love it. And you incorporate your kids into your family. Your videos are amazing. I love it.
Yeah, my kids are out here in the...
They're all little munchkins just sitting out there playing, and while their mom's in here recording the radio show, it's just awesome. Yeah. Isn't that great, though?
It is.
Yeah. That's a great dream. Here you are recording a radio show as a mom. Your kids are out there. You're able to have that flexibility and freedom to do both.
Right.
And that is dreaming big.
It is.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Ingrid, what about you? I know that you do a few things. Mm-hmm. You're, but by degree, I think a graphic design artist.
Yeah,
and just very creative and things like that. And I know you've worked some jobs in the past. So, what made you say, you know what? No, I am going to take a leap of faith and work for myself.
Right. Well, you know, I've had that feeling and that dream, that big dream, for quite some time, actually, and I've tried it. You know, I've tried to put action to that dream because ultimately my goal is to create a legacy for my family. Like, I want to make a positive footprint on this world, you know, like a bright spot in people's lives, like because of Ing, right?
Wouldn't we want to be legacy women.
Absolutely. That's what right? we want. That's what we want. So one of the things I say often, and I share this with my team and with anybody kind of who I come into interaction with, is be stubborn about your goal, flexible about your method. Okay, so did I set out to be, you know, a network in network marketing? That wasn't what I thought was going to come into play. Now, do I have a passion? Did I find it to be a perfect fit? Absolutely. Because I was flexible. I didn't have my walls up. I didn't have my guard up. I was willing to take an opportunity that came my way. Just so happens, I love what I do. I love what I share. And I love sharing that dream with others. You know, so it's flexible about your method. We all just need a vehicle. What's your vehicle going to be to get you to where you want to be in life? What's your vehicle?
I love it. That's exactly what I say. And that's one of the reasons that I started I've Decided, right? For years, I have motivated women at through Curves as my vehicle. You know, my goal and my dream is to motivate people and to encourage and to do it from a bigger platform, as big of a platform as God has planned for me. I don't know how big that platform is, right? I don't know.
You shouldn't know, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't see the future. But I know that is what I was born to do. I know that it is my purpose to motivate and encourage people to think big and to provide and help them get to where they want to be. I know that without a doubt. And Curves has been the vehicle for me to do that for over 20 years. And I've been doing it very successful.
And it's opened so many new doors for you, too.
Yes. And but I've Decided has brought it out, right, outside of those four walls, which was that concept. It's like, I know what I want to do. And doing it through I've Decided is a way to help so many other businesses and so many people. It still gives the platform to do what I want to do, which is to motivate and encourage. And that's what you're saying. You want to be, you wanted to be successful. You wanted to do something on your own, right? And you knew that you were capable of doing it.
Yeah, I knew I had more to put out there. I knew I could help people. I knew I could encourage, inspire people. You know, there's so much more than what we may know. I mean, we just got to be learning every day. We got to be open to those opportunities and have our eyes open.
to see what's coming our way.
And so what you're doing in your business is really your vehicle, yeah. your platform to do what it is you really want to do, which is to leave a legacy
yeah.
for your kids and your family.
Yeah.
And what you're doing, Kim, it sounds like at this point, and maybe long-term goals are different, and you can talk a little bit about that, but mm-hmm. you want to be able to enjoy your kids mm-hmm. and be at home with them, but mm-hmm. have an income as well.
Right.
And yep. so your business provides you that platform to achieve that ultimate goal.
Correct. Yep. I can make a full-time income and still stay at home with my kids. So why not do it, right?
Right.
Yep.
Full-time income, stay at home with your kids. That sounds awesome to me. I love it.
Yeah, right?
Working on pajamas.
Yes, working your pajamas.
That's a dream of mine.
It's so great. You know, don't you want to meet these two women? You need to. You really need to. And I know how you can do that. So you can get your tickets today. If you get your tickets today on New Year's Day, go to idecided.org right now. And you can get the early registration discount today only for $99. That includes lunch at the full-day conference, plus the two half-day conferences on April the 1st and August the 26th, so that you can get plugged in. And towards the end of the year, when we start to lose our energy, get re-energized and get motivated, continue to stay motivated about your goals. Maybe you're hearing what Kim and Ingrid are saying, and you're like, I want to do that. I want to stay home with my kids. I want to dream big. I want to leave a legacy. You know, we have all kinds of resources for you at the Motivational Conference. And one of those really is talking about network marketing. And it's not about any particular business at all. In fact, it is against the rule to even talk about a particular type of business in the power session. But it just helps you understand about network marketing. It overcomes some of the lies that we might believe, if you will, about network marketing, and just really share some success stories from people who have earned a lot of money and been very successful and are leading teams. And that's what you said, Kim. You are like leading your team, and that is so important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, just watching them grow and reach goals and going to Vegas with me and different things is the best reward ever as a leader.
It I is. Love it, yeah. When your team is successful, it's the best feeling. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah. We win. We all win.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. And so this mm-hmm. is just a great opportunity for you to, you know, tip your toes in the water. See what's available to help you achieve your goals, whatever they are. What vehicles, like Ingrid said,
yeah.
are available to you. Maybe your ultimate goal could be to get out of debt. I've decided to get out of debt. That could be your ultimate goal. You need a vehicle. Let me tell you.
Right.
You need a platform, because debt is just crazy in our world today. I know I'm working on that, and so many others are working on getting out of debt. And that might be what your goal is. And so we have the resources available to you. And maybe getting on a team with these girls or learning about network marketing and ways that you can earn extra income could give you that opportunity to dream big and to start knocking out that debt so that you can dream bigger and bigger mm-hmm. and bigger, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I know that every time I have a goal and I accomplish it, it's like, okay, what can I do that's going to push the envelope?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's next?
What's next? What's going to push the envelope a little bit further? And sometimes I jump ahead of myself.
Right.
Sometimes I start thinking, you know, way down the road. I'm like, oh my gosh, let's do this. And then I have to remember, wait, we probably need to do this first.
Sure, sure.
So is there a limit to dreaming big? Like, we do have, I mean, we need to be realistic.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And so how do you do that? When you got personalities like we do, and we're always dreaming big, how do you bring it back to reality? Kim, help us understand how you bring your big dreams down to those small dreams so that we can keep it in reality and make that plan.
I mean, like, have a goal or a dream for this month, and then the next month, and then long-term goals for the, like, to have reached for the entire year. So say if your goal is to be debt-free, you're talking about being debt-free, you need to have a deadline on when you want to do that. Then you're going to have to sit down and have a plan, like we were talking about, and find your vehicle mm-hmm. on how you're going to do it. So all the things that we're talking about kind of plays into that. So just setting realistic goals to reach your dreams and doing it in a month by month if you have to, to reach that big dream, but not get too overwhelmed. But no dream is too big, but you do have to be realistic, and you've got to realize that there's going to be work involved. I mean, it's not like you're going to, you know, if you have debt that you've accrued for, what, 15 years, you're not going to get out of debt in like a month. So, you know, just think about how long it's taken you to gain the weight, and know that it's going to take you a while to lose the weight, or, you know, whatever your goal is.
Or get out of debt, or lose weight, or create an income stream that's going to be more than you're making now, and, or finish a degree, finish your schooling, whatever it is, learn a new trade, whatever it is that you need to do. It does take time, but it has to start with the idea that you can accomplish, that you can, that you were born for success.
Right. Oh, you got to decide, right? Got to decide that you are going to, you know, do whatever it is in your, that you have your mindset to do.
That's right.
Absolutely. And it's in all of us. I mean, we all have it. We may just not have uncovered it yet. You know, so as we keep throwing like our coins in there, wishing, we just need the right people. We just need the right resources, the right outlet. And we need to just keep learning and growing through life rather than just going. You know?
I love what you said, Ingrid, that be stubborn about your goal, but flexible.
Absolutely.
About how you go about
your methods.
Your methods.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that. I'm going to remember that one. You know, and I just think that what you said, one of you just said it, and I can't remember, sorry, but what we're talking about, we all have it in us.
Ingrid,
I think we were born for success. I was just working on my book, and I was writing in there talking about declaring that you were born for success and that you were born to achieve your goals. You were born to achieve your goals. And God is on your side. He wants you to achieve your goals. He created you to achieve your goals. And guess what? You're the only one that can do it.
Yeah. You got to get out of your own way.
And this is what I wrote and what I said. You have goals that you were born to do. You are the only one who can achieve those goals that you were born to do. No one else can do it. So if you don't do it, what happens? It doesn't get done.
No, the world misses out.
The world misses out. And everyone who is going to have a blessing from you achieving your goal, they don't get their blessing. So your goals and what your dreams are really about others more than they are about you. It's who you're going to test. Do you believe that?
I do.
100%. Yep.
I approach my job every day. If I get scared to, you know, share my product or anything, I try to think of that I am being selfish if I do not share, you know, my passion or whatever with someone else. And that's what everybody has to think about, I think,
when you're going to do your goals. Yeah, because just like we were talking about your team. You have a team of so many people. And if you get scared, what happens to them?
They're going to follow my lead.
They're going to be scared. Where you lead, Kim, they will follow. So nobody got time for that. You can't be scared, right? No. So that's right, though. But we do get scared. No, I don't care who you are. You can be on the top of the world. You can be as successful as all get out. But you are going to be. Fear is going to creep in, and you just have to stifle it down.
Have
to do it anyway.
Yeah, pay attention to what you're saying to yourself in your own head. You know, we can be our own worst critic if we allow it to happen, but that's not going to help anybody.
The C in decide is the third step of changing a behavior, which is to cultivate. And you have to cultivate a mindset.
Absolutely.
And that mindset has to align with what your goals are. And so whatever your goals are, you need to start thinking on those goals and align every thought that comes in. So if my goal is to run a 5K, right? Then if I get the thought in my head that says, I don't feel like waking up in the morning, I'm so tired, I'm going to need to sleep in because I got a long day, right? That's the thought that could creep in that could swipe my goal from me. And then the mindset, that cultivating that mindset says no. You know, that is how you feel, right? That does not align with what your goal is. What aligns with what your goal is to set that alarm, get your butt up out of bed, get your feet on the pavement, and start working.
Right? I think it's so key, though, to say that just, even though you may not think that you have that in you, that mindset that's going to overcome that negativity, mm-hmm. it's a learned trait. Like, that's the good news. You can mm-hmm. learn that. The more that you put it into play and into action, the easier it comes.
Ingrid, that's called neuroplasticity. Okay. You are absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah.
It is a behavior, mm-hmm. and you can change any behavior. Mm-hmm. It takes work, an effort, a determination, a decided heart, right?
Absolutely.
Accountability, the right resources, and the list goes on and on. But you absolutely can do it. Mm-hmm. It's proof.
Yeah.
There's science has proven it. And just meet someone who, well, Derek Tennant, who was our keynote speaker mm-hmm. the first year.
Yeah.
He was paralyzed, right? When he was a teenage boy at 15, completely paralyzed on his left side, learned to do everything with his right side.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. even tie his shoe with one hand, right? We
right.
saw that.
Right.
We witnessed that. That's neuroplasticity. That is when, but most of us wait till we're pushed against the wall.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And we hit that rock bottom mm-hmm. before we can really start to change. But the truth is, we can change now.
Oh, mm-hmm. definitely.
You can learn how to do that. We're going to yeah. teach you that at
yeah.
the conference.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Right.
So that is your first step. I really, truly want everybody, as many people that can feel that ballroom at the Peoria Civic Center to be there for this conference. It is going to be so good. You don't want to miss it. You need to get there so that you can meet people like Kim and Ingrid, who are dreaming big and are making, not just dreaming, but are making it happen, so that you can get motivated and encouraged and inspired and meet tons of resources that can help you achieve success in whatever your goals and dreams are. I know you have them, right, girls? We know.
Yo, definitely.
All of these listeners that are listening right now, you have goals. There's
yep.
something you want to do. We know this because we just know it. You were born to do something. And with I've Decided and the resources, the businesses who are a part of I've Decided, the speakers and the educators and those that are there that can give you the information to help you be successful, that's where it starts. That's where you take that first step. So please, please, please don't miss your opportunity to save $30 today only for all three conferences. And you can register now at ivedecided.org, ivedecided.org. It's only $99 today only, so please get registered. And come and dream big, and
yes.
let's stop making New Year's resolutions. It sounds fun, right? New Year's resolutions, it
right.
sounds so fun.
Well, you can make them, but let's try and figure out how to actually accomplish it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, exactly. This is why I know I've Decided is so needed. Statistically, 92% of New Year's resolutions never come to fruition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
92% of people never successfully achieve their goals. Doesn't that break your heart?
It does.
It does.
And they made the, like you said, Ingrid, make them. They made
yeah.
the resolution
mm-hmm.
so you know it's in their desire.
Yeah.
It's in their heart. They just didn't have the right resources. Encouragement to be, and the right knowledge, really, to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kim.
At the conference, everybody's going to have that all under one roof. So it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Everything under one roof. Everything that you need in order to be successful, all under one roof. And you really just don't want to miss it. I'm just so excited, so thrilled. This is our third annual motivational conference. I cannot
Woo-hoo!
Believe
it. Oh, that's awesome.
It's yep. been the third one. Talk about dreaming big.
Yeah.
This is my big dream, and I see it coming to fruition. And I mean, I'm just a girl from Alabama, you know? And if I can do it, you can do it too,
yeah.
right? You can do it. You just have to have that decided mindset. Stick that stake in the ground. And I will look forward to seeing you at the conference. Kim, Ingrid, our half hour's up.
Oh, I can't believe
it.
So much fun.
It was fun. I was in a Kim sandwich.
You were perfect. Thank you, girls, so much for joining and sharing your passion. I am always in awe of both of you. I follow you on Facebook. If anybody wants to follow you, can you give them a quick shout out how to reach you? Kim, you go first.
My personal page is Kim Denton Powell, and my business page is Kim Powell.
Okay, awesome. And Ing?
Yep, Ingrid Bile, and then I have Plexus with Ing.
All right. right, cool. So, and if you missed that, you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org with any questions or wanting to meet these ladies. I can get you in touch with them. But have a wonderful and awesome New Year's Day today. Write down your goals. Get registered for the conference. And we will look forward to seeing you there.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?